It's summer in Vancouver, and the days are heating up. It's important to drink water and take steps to protect your health. You can cool down at a misting station with downtown locations such as Oppenheimer Park, Pigeon Park, Victory Square, and Cathedral Square, as well as cooling centers which include Coal Harbor Community Center, Carnegie Community Center, and Evelyn Sallor Center. To find more locations, search cooling centers in your browser, and Vancouver.ca has spaces with air-conditioned seating, water, and access to washrooms available all around the city. Stay cool and stay safe.
Sometimes I think we cross the line. You can't release me, I'll be fine, I guess. Do those thoughts ever cross your mind? Because they're never crossing mine.
That you poured in my pan, from freestyling to recording advance. Can you please reinforce all my borders and bands?
I should have put it towards some plans. Want a forest, gotta water some plants. Huh. Normally ignoring the branch is par for the course, but when you hold a culture, you can't. Can't parkour over a part. You gotta march forth over your art. And for your fans, when you corner, gotta shorten your stance. Lessen your tails, Philly shell, don't orbit a dance. You hit a bell, then report to the band, and do whatever that the chorus commands. And for the grand,
you're talented all along. Think with fortresses made of stone. We're just palaces made out of flesh and bone.
Made out of flesh and bone.
Waiting for our time to shine.
Our time to come.
Please bless my mansion of cards. If ever challenged, let us camp in the car. Or hang a hammock from a branch in the park. A planet made of uninhabited parts. Being anonymous don't grant you some dark. Even astronomers keep a camera on Mars. Satellites attract where you are and see your blackest night attack it with sparks. Fireworks are not a match for a star. And fire hurts, burns, blackens, and scars. Can still emerge, learned, attractive, and charred from out the ashes of galactic barrage. Yeah, it gets savage where they traffic mirage. It ain't no magic, they in back of his secret hatches and frauds. You gotta take it back to the start. You gotta tap and learn to rap from the heart. Yeah, yeah.
Talented all alone. Think with fortresses made of stone. We're just palaces made out of flesh and shine to come on, on.
You're tuned in to Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR. I'm your host, Issa Arian, and we are broadcasting from the unceded Coast Salish peoples, including the territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh nations, here live from the most western part of the Lower Mainland, here from UBC's campus. As we feel like summer is, it feels like summer's leaving. Not quite over yet, but like that cool air has blown in and the rain has started to come, the clouds started to come, and I have started to feel my own, I've started to feel my own mood just damper a little bit. And it might be due to the weather, or it could just be due to the fact that I just got a PlayStation 5 and I have been playing it just entirely too much already. I think one of those things, I might need to get rid of it. I feel like, well, one, if you never listened to the show before, you're in for a treat. And if you have listened to the show before, you know that you're in for a treat. So tell a friend to tell a friend and tune in. Listen, you're going to be locked in with me for the next hour until 11. We do this every Tuesday, 10 to 11. And I'm here with you for whatever you're doing, whether you're sitting, you know, laying in your bed, maybe in your car driving, maybe you got some Uber passengers in your back seat, or you just dropped them off. You know, maybe you're just at work on the night shift. You just wanted to turn on the radio and you're like, you know what? I'm tired of listening to podcasts. It's Tuesday. I got to turn on Issa. So what we do here is we like to, you know, talk about what's going on here in the Lower Mainland, what's going on here in Canada in general. Sometimes we have some guests on, usually around VIF. So if it's, you know, VIF will be up in the next few months. It's one of my favorite times of the year. I think I'm going to use some vacation days and take off so I can go watch a few films this year. Again, I like to do that every year and, you know, have some interviews. I have been trying to interview the gold medalist here in Vancouver, but obviously they have been very busy, but hopefully maybe in the next few weeks we'll be able to get them on, or at least one of them. We got a few gold medalists here in Vancouver. We'll talk about from what events later in the show, but it's pretty exciting, you know, just kind of thinking about for me, not only, well, one, the Olympics is so crazy to watch because it happens every 4 years and it lasts only like 2.5 weeks, yet there's, feels, the letdown after the Olympics just feels, just kind of lets you know just kind of how much the Olympics is, just kind of like how encompassing it can be. And I tried to talk to some people about this a few weeks ago, kind of when the Olympics first started, with just how I feel, you know, one, I just love watching the Olympics, but for me, the Olympics doesn't start until really track starts. And then, you know, just kind of love seeing the people compete. One thing I love about the Olympics is like, and this is not like natural for me as a competitor, which is seeing the camaraderie that the, obviously there are some, definitely some intense competition where people are definitely not friendly. But there seems to be a camaraderie among some of the athletes, especially, you know, showcased by the gymnastics, where people are able to kind of separate their own work and their own skill, their own will, and their own dedication to the sport, you know, from this competition, and they can, I wouldn't say come together, but they can support and show and see the games as not only an opportunity to compete against each other and win, but also as an opportunity to lift each other up and help each other and just kind of be there for, you know, other athletes when they fall and falter. And, you know, from watching, I think that like when we watch like some of these big money sports that, you know, happen every season, or, you know, and you see the type of competitiveness that those people carry, and it just feels a little bit different than the Olympics. The Olympics, you know, the Olympics is utilized as like one of these, you know, global events that is supposed to bring us all together. And in some ways, it kind of feels like it does do that. And kind of serves as a reminder that we're all just kind of like, there's so many people, so many different stories, so many different countries who are, you know, working towards the same goal. And I think that is something that is beautiful that comes out of the Olympics. I think that one of those things that we kind of don't talk about so much is that we could all be working towards the same goals, however we choose to kind of in our everyday lives outside of the Olympics to work against each other. Yeah, so the Olympics are over, and yeah, it's been trying to reach out to. So if you won a gold medal and you're listening to this radio show and you haven't received an email from me, and you're like, damn, why haven't I received an email from ISA? I should just call on the radio. The number is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. Yeah, so it's very interesting because I feel one of the things that I have been thinking about as, you know, as I, you know, continue to do the show and just continue to live my life, is thinking about just how much we aren't supposed to know about each other, and kind of how we're just not built to be able to see everything all the time, all at once, that we really do. And so, like with the Olympics, it's something that I feel the same about kind of March Madness. So like the NCAA tournament, the basketball tournament, which is when, like, before streaming and before we had the ability to watch every single sport, every single game, every single match, every single event, there felt like there was this magic that existed when you turned on NBC or you turned on CBC here, you know, I'm sure CBC probably sent it. You turn on NBC and it's just like they're only showing the, you know, the gymnastics, or they're only showing the swimming races, or they're only showing the 100-meter dash, or they're only showing the high jump, or, you know, pole vault, or, you know, kind of whatever event. And everybody was tuned in, and you know, you held your breath for that, you know, 9.8 seconds that existed. Like, think about in 2008, like, this wasn't even 2008 where we had, it wasn't like we had so much technology, but we had like kind of like just enough where you were able to kind of hear about Usain Bolt, and you knew that you needed to watch the final. You know what I mean? Like, you knew that the final was going to be something that you wanted to watch, and you didn't have so many ways to watch it, and you weren't sure whether you were going to be able to watch it again. So, like, at least for me, you know, like that, like, it was one of those things where you watch it real time, you held your breath, you knew when it was coming on, you knew what time it was going to be on, and it just blew you away, you know. And I felt like that same way about, like, you, when we used to watch March Madness, and it was just kind of like those, you know, they had two or three games on the TV at one time, and you know, and you just held your breath. And so, like, these kind of moments that existed, and I find that kind of with the ability to watch everything all the time, you know, not that it loses some of the magic, because, you know, one of the benefits is that you can watch it afterwards. Like, I was getting my hair done on Friday, and me nor my hairdresser nor this man who was about to get his hair done, none of us had seen that 4x1, that Canada one. And we were able to kind of sit in a chair, and, you know, they looked over my shoulder, and we could watch the race all together, and just kind of in that moment, you know, kind of have to kind of share that experience. But it wasn't, it's not the same as, you know, whatever they were showing on TV, you know, and us kind of, you know, getting together and just making sure, you know, making sure we watch that, and, you know when it's coming on, and talking with each other about, like, you know, the 100-meter race is on at this time, and, you know, just kind of, you know, kind of the buzz that goes around it. And so I kind of miss that, but you know, just, that's one of the things that we're never getting back. It feels as if, like, that is completely gone, you know, and kind of the sacredness of kind of like those moments, I don't even say are gone, but I don't think that they exist in the same way. And it's kind of like one of those things that I don't think they'll ever exist like that again. And also, it's just like, you know, so many things that just reach us and pass us by, and we don't even really think about kind of the impact that they have. Like, it's kind of wild to think that just kind of in North America alone, we've had, in the past 2 weeks, we've had many landslides here in BC. We've obviously had fires. We've had the Jasper fire, but then we've had, I think the Surrey Fire Department talks about it. They put out 100 brush fires last year. You know, then we have hurricanes that have reached all the way up to Cleveland from the Caribbean. Then we have, you know, wildfires. Like I said, we have gas explosions. You know, there's been a tremendous amount of flooding, just so much stuff that has happened. And, you know, and since we are constantly always looking for kind of like what's next going on, we just kind of move past these things. And it's kind of, I don't know, say worrisome, but it's one of those things where it, for me, it has caused me to struggle to kind of think about how, you know, kind of like my job. Like, my job is, you know, I work for brands and brand strategy. And so kind of like, one, kind of the speed at which, you know, you're expected to keep up with trends and change trends and understand new trends and just kind of like push these things towards, you know, in service of shareholders, and just kind of like constantly, you know, reloading my own mental feed so that I can help to make shareholders just a little bit more wealthy, while also ignoring kind of all of the things that are going on in the world. And, like, you know, I mean, we've talked about Palestine here on the show before, you know, particularly in solidarity with those Palestinians and also the protesters and all the people who have put their voices to kind of what's going on. And it's just like one of those things where like you can't when you wake up, if any of you listeners have Twitter, but if you wake up and you scroll Twitter in the morning and all you see is the dead bodies from the night before, and then you got to go to work. I feel like, it's one of those things that it feels like it breaks you a little bit every day, you know, at least for myself, to kind of have to take in all of these things. And then you're like, okay, well, I got to go to work. Like, how do you continue to do that? Anyways, it's just like we just know, see entirely too much. We know too much, and yet it still feels like you really can't kind of do anything. So you're just kind of living in that. Today I've had a long day. So if you don't know, football season has started back up. And so, you know, I'm coaching again. And so, you know, I love coaching. And one of the things is that, like, with coaching, I wonder if this is how my coaches felt about me and my friends when we were teenagers and kind of growing up and kind of, you know, trying to play football, but also trying to figure out who we are. I wonder if they just looked at us and was just like, damn, these kids just don't got it. Not that I'm saying that my kids don't got it, because we do definitely have some kids that do got it, but there are some kids who don't want it. You know what I mean? And so, you know, it's going to be a tough season. Listen, if you want to help out Coach, listen, you can call in 604-822-247. You have any pointers you want to give out, and I can tell you where to show up. But listen, for the show today, I got a lot of great music. I think I'm going to play a lot more music than normal today. Just because there's so many good songs. I think that I'm going to give you all a soundtrack as you go into the fall. And, you know, kind of as the clouds roll in, as the leaves fall. I'll be there. And so will my music. So, when we get back, we're going to talk about some things that are going on here in BC. Listen, you know, surprise, surprise. Some scams going on you need to be careful for that. I'm going to make sure that you are aware of. But before that, we're going to listen to some Seago, Downtown Guy, because it's a new song, a new artist, and I think you will enjoy him. So stay tuned.
Can I
Path here on 101.9 CITR. You know, this is a late night show, so you know, we gotta put my late night voice on sometimes. You know, sometimes can't always be animated, gotta drop it just a little bit. Listen, some people are fucked up out here, so listen, before you start to kind of like think about, you know, just kind of anything, just kind of remember that like there are some really fucked up people out here. So one of these people strung a wire across a bike lane on the Second Narrows Bridge. So there's a biker found kind of a wire tied within the bike lane on Second Narrows Bridge, and before they ran into it, they took it down so that nobody else was hurt. They called the authorities, and they said that they're going to check the cameras to see if they can see who put the wire on there. One of the things that's wild to me about cameras and just kind of like around the lack of ability for cameras to catch people is that I feel like there's cameras everywhere, and I just feel also like they don't do anything. And it's just kind of nuts, you're right? It's just kind of nuts that, like, we have cameras everywhere. And they deter a lot of shit. Like, they deter me from stealing a lot. Like, not, like, stealing a lot, but, like, when only place I steal from, where I would steal from, I haven't done it in a while, from the grocery store, just because no frills must have got hip, not to me, but just, I mean, I can't imagine I was the only one. But their self-checkout looks more like a low security prison facility. Like, their self-checkout is so, it's got two security guards in there, they got a no frills guy in there, then they or a gal, and then they have, like, you know, one of those bars that you got to walk through like you're going through a SkyTrain. And it's just like, doing all this, it's like, I just wanted the cheese, you know what I mean? Like, that's all I really wanted, to take with the cheese. But people are crazy. So apparently this is not the first time that people have put wires across trails or across bike paths. Somebody put a wire trail in Sandwich Mountain and a biker almost having his throat slashed in 2013. Somebody put a wire on a trail in the Baden-Powell in 2018. And this is kind of a thing that has happened. So, like, one, if you are biking and, like, biking is your thing, maybe mountain biking, just kind of be aware. Maybe walk the trail before your bike session. I don't know. I don't know if that's, like, practical. But just kind of think about that, because people out here are nuts. And not only are people nuts, but people are having such a bad time and have a hard time out here that they are just looking to inflict harm. And while I don't want to say I can't blame them, but I definitely at some point in my life have had those thoughts where you're just like, you just want to see it all burn down. And like, I go back to when American Airlines lost my bag and everybody acted like I was the crazy person for being upset that my bag was lost. And it's just kind of wild that we exist in this world where like sometimes you can be so angry, have so much angst inside you and nowhere to go. Like, you've got nowhere to put that, no one to complain to, no one to talk to, no one to remedy you. And so your last thing is like, you know what, I'm just going to be a dickhead and put some wire on there. And listen, if you listen to the radio and that was you, you don't have to call in and explain yourself, but like, also just don't do that again. I was about to say something crazy to do, but I am going to let it go. Just because, you know, this is a radio show that I do for fun. It's not worth losing my job for. So a BC man is charged with 23 counts in Cross Canada online sextortion. A 19-year-old Burnaby resident, is the perpetrator of this online sextortion. So in 2022, victims reported instances of being extorted online after sharing explicit images with somebody they met on social media. The victims were from Nova Scotia, Quebec, and Ontario. Basically, what happened was this person was getting nude pictures from people and then getting them to pay them money so that they wouldn't release them. And so, listen, like, honestly, there's something in me that just really can't understand. I mean, can't understand. Just kind of like, how do you get started doing that? Like you know, like, I mean, people are fucked up. Like, how do you get started just thinking that, like, this is how you're going to make a little bit of money? You know what I mean? Like, this is how you're going to cause so much tremendous amount of harm. Not only a tremendous amount of harm, like, you obviously, you're providing people with, you know, some type of outlet or some type of joy or conversation or satisfaction, and then causing them harm. It's like worse than those email scams that you get. That's like, we hacked your computer, you know, pay us $941 and we will promise to make this go away. And it's like, you know, just go ahead and send it to my family and friends, dog. I'm not paying you $900. Well, I got one of those emails a few weeks ago. You're just like, yeah, go ahead and send the pictures, man. I'm not really worried. It's because it's one of those things where it's like, they're like, well, I'm going to add all of your, I've gone through your contacts and I'm going to send it to everyone in your contacts. And it's like, well, hold on, let me add a few more people to my contacts. A joke, but it's just like, you know, how do you just kind of start off being like, yeah, this is how I'm going to make some money, or this is how I'm going to get over on people, especially like if you're, I mean, this person's 19. So like, I honestly, like, I don't even think 19-year-olds should be able to drive cars. I don't know if you've ever met a 19-year-old, but they are some of the most unreliable people I've ever met. And being a 19-year-old once who was also unreliable, I don't think that I probably should have been allowed to drive a car. At least it's one of those things where, like, you should have to be monitored, you know, or something like that. But this person is an idiot, and now they're going to get charged with 23 counts across Canada online sextortion. Some of those are going to be minors, and this person's going to go to jail for a long time. So, listen, if you were thinking about, like, you really, if you're like, man, times are tight, the rent's going up, how can I get a little bit of money? Listen, if you extort people sexually online with the through the images, that's one. That's like one of those crimes that it's like, not only is it easy to find out who it is, but your ass is going to jail. Like, they're not. They're, people don't really play around with that shit. Like, your ass is going to jail. So try Jesus, but don't try me. I think we can go back to the Olympics. The Olympics is, like I was talking about, it's one of those things that brings people together. And one of the things that it also brings people together, it brings people together in love and support. It also brings people together in hate. And I don't think that there was any more hate than there was for Ray Gunn, the Australian breakdancer. I don't know if you're not familiar, breakdancing was introduced into the Olympics this year, and in the men's division, the gold medalist, Phil, is from Canada. And so not only is he from Canada, he's right here in BC, and while I don't know if I've ever seen him perform, I'm pretty sure I have, because I go to all his breakdancing shows. So congratulations, I wish I had one of those, you know, applause buttons that I could play through this audio, but yeah, congratulations to him. Like, I find that, like, my introduction to breakdancing into the Olympics was in the prelims, and then watching this Australian B-girl do her thing, and shit was absolutely pathetic. And then I saw the men's division, and I saw the finals, and I was like, wow, maybe breakdancing should be in the Olympics, just because It was one of those things like, when I wish that you all could, like, you know, there's so many different phases in our life, right? There's so many different phases in our life. And one of my life phases was I wanted to be a breakdancer so bad. Like, I went to camp. I went to breakdancing camp. I went to breakdancing class. Like, listen, if you were from D.C. area, listen, it was in Friendship Heights. Went to, I wish I could remember the dance studio, but I was in there 2-3 times a week. Went to camp. I was in there, you know, doing power moves. I got pretty decent. Like, there's a nice VHS of 13-year-old Issa, you know, putting this 6-step down and doing some power moves and just really freaking it. And had I known that could have got me into the Olympics 20 years later, you know, I might have continued it, but it was so hard. And one of the things that I thought was about it was that, like, you know, for me, it's, you know, I've always had this connection to kind of movement, and not like in the connection to just kind of like needing to move my body, but to the culture and history of it. Like, I love playing football. I love doing capoeira. I love playing basketball. I love playing these sports, baseball, all these things that really have this not only a rich, you know, kind of movement and kind of athleticism and kind of just kind of the joy of moving your body, but also this rich history that really feels like it connects me not only to, you know, not just to myself and my body, but to, you know, the people who've played it before, and particularly the struggles that people have gone through that created kind of, you know, what the game is or what the sport or activity is today. So when I think about capoeira, I think about, you know, the struggle from the, you know, the West African who came over, you know, enslaved and survived sugar plantations in Brazil, and, you know, have in their kind of existence has, you know, been kind of cemented within history through this dance and this, you know, kind of culture that they've created, you know. And I think about baseball, I think about the Negro Leagues, and I think about all of the, you know, African Americans who played not just in the South, but, you know, barnstormed all over the Caribbean and kind of all over South America and, you know, in North America playing baseball and kind of the connection to the game. And obviously football for me is, you know, kind of that same thing. And then breakdance and, you know, kind of that connection to kind of hip hop in New York, kind of where my mom's from, and this 80s and hip hop and just kind of what it was. And, you know, all of these things, all these movements, you know, have this deep history and deep connection. And I feel that when I do it. So like when I think about the kind of activities that I like doing, it's activities with deep roots. And so to find out that Rachel Gunn is her name. She has a PhD in breaking culture. Well, first of all, she's Australian. So listen, I don't know if you know me, but if you know me, Australia's not my favorite. You know, Australians and Argentinians, it's just something. They have to convince me, you know what I mean? Like, I need some convincing, you know, I'm going to keep it real. It's not one of those things I'm not just automatically bought in. And this is the type of shit that I think an Australian would do, which is, you know, become a PhD in breaking culture. And for her, in the games, her showcase was for herself to show that, like, if breakdancing was to be institutionalized within the Olympics, it would be erasing and kind of, you know, disrespectful to the culture and the history that created breakdancing, which came from, you know, which comes from New York underground hip hop scene. And in, like, the whitest way possible, she has done the opposite of kind of her intention. And it seems so mystifying to me that she could not have seen this coming. Like, she could have just won the event and then said this, you know. It just seems kind of backwards. Anyways, because, like, it's also like her performance has overshadowed what breakdancing is. And maybe her intention was to get breakdancing kicked out of the Olympics. But also disrespecting kind of what breakdancing, what, like, her intention was. It's kind of so backwards that it's just hard that she didn't see it coming. But shout out to, Phil Kim, the wizard, who is the gold medal winner here from Vancouver. And listen, I'm trying to get him on the show. So listen, if you don't feel, and listen, I'm trying to get a hold of him, put me on. I got some more music for you, but when we come back, listen, we're going to talk about some funny stories. I got some funny ones, but I also got some good music. Listen to some Denzel Curry, Hot One.
I can make money from the comfort of my sofa. So much drive. Now I gotta get a chauffeur. I can make money from the comfort of my sofa. So much drive. Now I gotta get a chauffeur. One day I'll be big, but I know I'm getting closer. Call me Denzel, a.k.a. Big Ultra. The world in my hands, cause I took it off your shoulders. Money on my feet, you know I got the shit from Lowell. I'm ballin' like Mike when you see him on a poster. Like, yeah, they gotta get one in my holster. Strike. Fuck around and catch a hot one to your temple hole. Ain't shit changed, but the number on my front door. What you think I brought the strap for?
Ain't no beating me, I'm blessing lights. Money, dick, and dollar signs. No, you ain't gon' say it, but you'll tell, let's see what's on your mind. X nigga, let him go, cause how you ball like every time. 50 on my chest, I got like 40 on my penny line. If he said I did him dirty, sorry, but I needed mine. Doing crimes, he gon' do it for me, cause I'm super fine. Undermine, cooking bitches up, I'm eating every time. Get on your grind. You bitches couldn't see me if you all combined. Huh.
with the number on my front door.
Go, 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 get your heart.
Fuck around and catch a hot one to your temple, ho. Got a new chain, what you think I brought the strap for?
Fuck a new chain, I got a new house. Oh, that's your boo thing, she need a new mouth. I flashed a gold fang, that's just my root canal. Every time I get dressed, I gotta move my bow. Shut up now. No kiss again for little niggas. My bulletproof vest is made out of chinchilla. Walk through the trenches, no need for the hitters. I flip a little milli, I cut me a villa. Diamonds and silly, more ice than vanilla. Got a Ricky Wood, but take a banana. Woke up my session, you need an umbrella. Got this shit lit and we never gon' let her.
Fuck around and catch a hot one to your temple, ho. Ain't shit changed, but the number on my front door. Catch a hot one to your temple, ho. Got a new chain, what you think I brought the strap for?
Saying good stuff, no, they all got it fucked up, they all got it fucked up, yeah.
No, that's a two-way street, they searching for it, no UAV, but it's gonna hit you in your blind spot where you can't see, and then you gon' get the feeling HD, organic out the mud, that don't mean that it's cheap, but it's artificial once you gotta pay a fee. I keep hearing fuck love, what y'all trying to say to me? You don't love yourself, how could I ever let you play with me? Love everywhere around me, 368 to see, and I already know I'm not the type to make believe. I know the birds, I'm in the bees, I know a star just like a seed. I know ain't nothing out here free, except a couple things, the ones you really need, but it's like even for them, they trying to tax you to the teeth. Thought I knew how it'd be, I had to grow up just to see, some may say I'm so childish, but I'm grown enough for me, and I play my part like Moses once he opened up the sea. I just spread love cause it's flowing out my speech. I ain't even realize how dope that I could be. Had to focus cause I noticed I was golden on the beat. Hit the track and I be feeling like I'm floating on my feet, potent like my
cheek.
With a line that please hold it up for me. I get a toe in and we loading up the feet. I ain't woke but I ain't sleep. Dedication in rotation, focus on repeat. Love emanate from every part of my man. That's the truth, and I ain't talking pop bears. Yeah, you know they need sun, no limb. Hit the boat damn, and I get the old damn. Hate up lockers on, so I don't see him. Protect your Corazonas in your chest for a reason. Protect your Corazonas in your chest for a reason. Think about that shit and how it have a double meaning. Yeah.
Anyways, I'm back. This is Issa here on 101.9 CITR. Listen, you can listen on CITR.ca. You can listen on 101.9. Listen, we have, I would say weeks and weeks, but it's years and years and years, 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 years of episodes for you to listen to. This, you can go back. You can hear what we talked about in the last presidential election or the presidential election before that. Listen, I've been on this bitch for multiple presidential cycles. This, we're going to be on for another one this upcoming November. Hey, listen, and this, like, one of the things about the presidential election is that I don't understand, like, kind of at this point in August, if you don't know who you're voting for at this point, like, we could have the election right now. I don't know why we're waiting. Like, it's pure entertainment, like, talking with some coworkers today. They're like, I just can't wait for the debates. I'm like, for what? For what? Like, what do we need to know? I just read on, you know, while the song is on, first of all, it was Misa Chad. This is, you know, talking about love. You should go check it out. Go play that on Spotify. Go run it up. But I'm on Twitter, just kind of, you know, just perusing, seeing if there's anything new I want to, you know, share in the last 5 minutes. And what I found out is that hackers have stolen every security, social security number of every single American. And what I need them to do is I need them to go take out some student loans for me. And actually, I think they might have already done taking out student loans for me in 2015. I think retroactively, they probably shouldn't have did that. See if I can get that, you know, but anyways, it's like, yeah, like, I know too much. Like, I wish I didn't know that. You know, I wish I didn't know that the hackers had stolen my social security number. Anyways, so kind of before I sign off, some good news. A poker player wins $2.2 million on a $5 bet in Vegas with an incredibly rare hand. Basically, the casino shared the news. So what that means is this is kind of their trick to get you in to play some poker. Because honestly, it would work on me. Like, 100% would work on me if I was at the Venetian Resort in Las Vegas. I would definitely play $5 and face up Pai Gow Poker on $5. Basically, so what happened, a straight flush is considered one of the rarest and strongest hands you can make in a game. The site calculates the chances of a hand to being 0.00001 93%. So what happens is on a five, refilling basically a seven card straight flush, which happens when all the cards are the same suit in a sequential order. In this case, the player got 7, 8, 9, 10 jack, queen, king of clubs, and was paid out $2.2 million. Now, I know what I would do if I won $2.2 million. I would go to Illinois, and we talked about this woman a few years ago, an Illinois school employee who stole $1.5 million worth of chicken. Well, she was sentenced to 9 years behind bars. And I think that's crazy. That's insane for stealing chicken. Like, 9 years behind bars. Dog, there is not a single police officer that's killed someone in the United States that's served 9 years. Not one police officer that's killed an innocent person that has served 9 years. Not one. And this woman got 9 for stealing chicken. That is completely bonkers. Our society, while we see the best of it during the Olympics, if you look kind of anywhere else, you will see little dust particles of the worst of it. It is insane. 9 years for stealing chicken. What the hell? So crazy. Almost as crazy as the family of a man who died in a Titan sub filing $50 million for a wrongful death. The only wrongful death here is your own dumbass responsibility for getting in a fucking submarine. Like, it's so crazy that when did Oceangate happen? June 18, 2023. That's crazy that that happened a year ago. A year and a month ago. 2 months ago. That's nuts. One time moves so fast, but that's something that I'm never going to forget. And you shouldn't forget that on September 1st at Victory Square, Labor Day weekend, the block party, CITR is hosting a block party. Come check out, you know, come meet some of the other people who do shows here. Maybe if you have an idea for a show and you want to come up, you know, you can come down to Victory Square. Maybe I'll be there and you can come chat with us and you can come say, you know, hey, to the CITR crew. You can tell people how much you love them, how much you love hearing their voice on the radio. You can also come and give some money because we don't do only for the fun drive. Listen, we're trying to get the studio renovated. It's taking us 3 weeks, and I'm not sure, really sure what's happening. But there's a lot of programming that happens here at CITR. A lot of people come here to share their voice. A lot of people come here to put on some free, you know, share their spirit with you. Listen, come check it out. And we're here every Tuesday, 10 to 11, Off the Beaten Path, Crimes and Treasons, 8 to 10. We got Bailey coming up after me, usually from 11 to 12 with some jazz music, but not today. It's just me. And I thank you for sharing some time with me. Listen, got a lot of good music. Got so much more good music that I'm going to play for you next week. But until then, I'm out.
Two for the borrow. Stuck in this maze, we all trying to crack the code. Ain't figured shit out yet, and I call myself a vet. What does it take for me to level up? Is it a TikTok? No. Wristwatch glow. I've been running out of time, so I just might go see if the grass is greener. I'm trying to pass the teachers. I hopped out the bleachers. Ever since young and I knew, if I'm feeling down, feeling blue, grab a pen, grab a pad, jot, way better than getting shot. Still had to play with the five. Only way to really make it out, it was hardly ever in the house. I was trying to move up by the couch. Come up on a 20, hit the wing spot, split it with my dog. I was on my rap shit, but no feelings involved. Fast forward 5 years later, broke but I'm 5 years greater. Ain't have much, just prayer. Pass me the rock, it's a layer. Now I got a house in Decatur, got a house in LA. And I'm still on a mission trying to soul search, what does that say? Don't get distracted with glitz and the glamour. I'm still the heart of Atlanta, so much when I name my daughter. I even thought of Atlanta. Free thugger about the slammer. Sometimes it's hard to handle. From streets to CEO, I just wanna see all my